from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, we're rolling into the 4 o'clock hour here on Gwynn and Chris. We just gave away another pair of tickets to tonight's Padres-Mets game. The good news for you out there is we still have one more pair to give away. And we're going to do it at 5 o'clock tonight. We're broadcasting live right down here in the gas lamp next to Petco Park. It's Casa Octavio. We're enjoying some unbelievable nachos and some quesadillas. And they got a bunch of cold beverages out here. And everybody's having a nice time getting ready for tonight's game between the Padres and the Metropolitans. And if you come by, you can get your name into the hopper.
Yeah.
And at 5 o'clock, you can find yourself with a couple of tickets to tonight's game between the Padres and the Mets.
The place like to sit Patrick. Is that corner and John.
Patrick and John
both
was
winners
the
came
recent
from
winner.
That corner.
That's the corner.
Yes.
All right. Well, congratulations, guys. Enjoy the game tonight on us. Should be a good game. Luis Severino pitching for the Mets. Good right-hander. You know, kind of hot and cold. Dylan Cease. Really good right-hander going for the Padres.
Do you take issue with what Luis Severino said earlier in the week, or do you think that's just kind of a sign of
respect? I don't remember what he said.
So he was asked about, or they were telling him about injuries going on around the league, and he basically said, no Padres injuries? Meaning, to me, that meant that he thinks the Padres are a good team, and he's kind of hoping that they kind of stall a little bit.
He was hoping, well, he might have been referring to the Ha-Seong Kim thing. Remember, that was kind of in limbo for a couple of days after Ha-Seong Kim jammed his shoulder on Sunday. We didn't really get a full report on that until Wednesday. So
that's
that might
true,
be what he was referring to.
I don't think Luis Severino's talking about Ha-Seong Kim.
To answer
Kim,
to you, honest. I don't have a problem with Luis Severino. I think he trolled the Yankees a little bit earlier this year.
He did. He definitely
with something,
did.
And then he didn't pitch against them. So it didn't really even matter.
All right.
But anyway, now Severino's a nice right-hander, and Cease is a really nice right-hander. So that's what we've got going on tonight in Game 1. A four-game series.
Yeah, this is a big series.
And it's not the famous wraparound series that we used to talk about, remember?
I don't even want to say
the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Tony didn't like that term very
no,
much.
No, I'm not going to say it.
No, don't say why he didn't like it. He just didn't like it.
Whoops.
But this isn't one of those, so we don't have to worry about it.
We don't.
All right, we're going to play Chris versus the fans now. If Hamby gets his hand away from the
it's
microphone and speaker.
Fault. It's not Hamby's fault.
I didn't say it was his fault. I'm
you,
just telling
you blamed him. But
I'm not blaming anybody.
Okay.
I'm just reporting the fact that there was a little feedback there, and that's why there was feedback.
Someone
blame
says,
anybody.
I think, Adam, you haven't hit the button yet back in studio because people are saying that there's no audio. But someone said, I can't hear Elo, but he looks annoyed.
Oh, really? We're not on right now?
No, we're on, but I think Adam hasn't hit the button, which sometimes happens.
Adam, hit the button.
It's okay. There's a lot of moving parts right
so
now.
So whatever we just said didn't go out on the air?
No, it's on the air. It's just not on the stream.
Not on the stream.
I'll
sorry,
give everybody,
streamers.
I'll give everybody a look-see-in. to give people the audio on the stream, every time we come back from break, we have to hit a button that's to our left.
Yeah, another button.
And if it's not on, then no one's going to hear anything.
What did the person write in on the chat that I looked annoyed?
Yes, Dominic, yes.
Well, it was another scraby mess-up that got me annoyed,
oh,
Dominic.
What did I do this time?
I don't know, but it must have been something.
All right.
We're going to play Chris vs. the Fans now. Chance for you to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas. That's always cool. Two-night stay at Resorts World and two tickets to see Carrie Underwood, Reflection. It's at Resorts World Theater by overwhelming demand. Carrie is extending her Las Vegas residency through spring of 2025. Carrie Underwood, Reflection. The Las Vegas residency, August 14th to October 26th of this year. Tickets for this year and now next year are on sale at AXS.com, AXS.com, or RWLasVegas.com. Win those tickets, beat me, and Chris versus the Fan. It starts now.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm one of those guys who opens up like 7,000 tabs, and then I'm continually searching to find out where my questions are.
This explains a lot.
All right.
This explains a lot of your issues.
And I know that it's...
One tab at a time. That's my motto, pal.
You know what? This explains my brain to a T. I just got about 75 tabs open in my brain at one moment.
I can't do that.
I can't either, Chris. I need to do better about that, but... Here are the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And Chris versus the Fan is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. Casa Octavio right now. I'm going to be eating a quesadilla right now.
Have a little bite of quesadilla while we get into Chris versus the Fans. Is Adam bringing the... contestants in?
No,
or?
I have the names.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to start with Dan.
Dan is first up today. Dan is the man.
Hello, Dan.
What's up, gentlemen?
Not too much. Oh, I forgot one part of the rule. If you're a first-time player, it's different when we're doing it on the side of the street.
Well, I know people are giving us a little bit of an odd look.
If you're a first-time player, let us know, and you'll get the first question for free today. But, Dan, are you ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
Let's play ball.
Here we go, Alan, Adam. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness, that came in hot.
George Costanza was a longtime employee of what sports franchise on Seinfeld?
The New York Yankees.
New York Yankees is correct.
Have you ever seen the... there's a lot of tweets about this and posts I've seen that are really funny. And it's the clip of Costanza giving Derek Jeter hitting tips early in Derek Jeter's career.
No, I haven't seen
and
that.
And people pointing out that Derek Jeter might not have made it to the Hall of Fame if it wasn't for George Costanza.
I think it was
No,
Jeter?
He did. A lot of those guys made appearances, but Jeter was also one of the guys.
Who's the guy who... He was in an episode and he gets royalties. He was just recently
Paul O'Neill.
Yes, he said he gets like $80 every once in a while.
Yes, Kramer told a sick kid that Paul O'Neill would hit not one but two homers for him in one game, and Paul O'Neill was like, "Come on, man, it's one thing, one homer,
did he
but
hit
you
two?
Had to promise two.
Did he hit the two?
Hey, you got to watch the episode.
I'm not going to watch the episode.
I think he did. I think the second one was an Inside the Parker. But Dan doesn't care. He wants to get back to the game.
I forgot that Dan was there. I'm sorry, Dan.
He wants
Here
to
we
get
go.
Back to the game.
Okay. Question number two. Oh, two home runs was correct. Inside the Parker. All right, Dan. Let's see. What university's fans signal their sports nickname with the gesture called the Shocker?
I think that's Wichita State.
You are correct, sir.
Very good, Dan. Very good. What is it they do?
The Shocker. I don't
know
do
their team name is called the Shockers,
yes.
But I don't understand what this is.
You'll have to Google it later.
Okay. bells are going off
when,
everywhere.
I know. When the NCAA tournament was here a couple years ago, I went to go watch it, and Wichita State was playing Marshall,
okay.
And their mascot guy was just a bundle of wheat, and he just ran around, and he was fierce, actually.
Okay.
He was actually
all right, well, very
scary.
Good on Dan. He knew that,
all
so
right.
He's alive.
Dan, you get this right, or Chris gets it wrong. You were qualified for that trip to Las Vegas. Here we go.
Ooh, this is a tough one.
In 1964, before founding Nike, what company did Phil Knight start? In 1964, before Nike, what company did Phil Knight start?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Adidas.
That is incorrect. But stay right there.
Yeah,
stay right there.
That's one that I honestly should know because I saw the movie Air.
Air, yes.
Which was basically the story of
good
Phil
movie.
Knight. Yeah, very good.
Okay.
I would say very good movie. Ben Affleck played Phil Knight
poor guy.
That movie. And I'm delaying here because I'm trying to think
I thought you were
of the company that he started in because they talked about it in the movie, but I can't remember it. So I think Dan is going to be a winner unless...
Three.
Phil Knight
two.
Founded Converse. I don't know. I don't know.
He did not found Converse. All right, Dan. First winner today.
Way to go, buddy.
Awesome.
Way to go.
You can give him the applause now. I don't know that we wanted to go that wild for
crowd's
the applause,
going a little wild, Dan, but that's okay. What
right.
was it? When you tell me, I'm going to be angry.
What's up, Dan?
Can I say something?
Sure.
I appreciate winning. I feel bad winning that way, but my brother has won twice this month.
What's your brother's name?
Lance.
He's
okay. So good, man. He's so much better. I hate it.
You still won the prize, though. That's
you
all
got
that matters.
This one today, Dan. You
that's
got this
all
one.
That matters, Dan.
Yeah.
I won, but he won better, and that's annoying.
Well,
I can totally understand this.
Well,
because
you can get it the
I have
next
a brother
time.
Too.
You can get it the next time. What was the answer? I'm
oh,
dying
sorry.
To know.
Yes. Dan, stay on hold. Adam's going to get your information. The answer is Blue Ribbon Sports.
Yeah. Now, I'm pretty sure they did mention it in the movie, but
I had no
it doesn't
idea.
It doesn't stand out.
I had no idea.
Very good on you, Dan. You are a winner, and if you're concerned about how you won, just remember they don't ask how.
Yeah.
They ask how many. And you won that one.
All right. Moving on from that, I want to talk about, or should we go to break? I don't know the traffic's ready. Let's talk about this for a second. But I brought up for the Daily Gambit, we didn't ever get into it, the over-under for number of wins in the NFL this season.
Over-under for wins in the
yes.
for all of the NFL
for all
teams?
All the NFL teams. Let's start at the bottom. Who do you think has the least,
the lowest total.
Win total?
Well, probably the Panthers, just coming off of last year. I would say that the Broncos are giving them some competition, but I'll go with the Panthers having the lowest win total number.
They're actually tied for the second lowest with the Broncos.
With the Broncos. So there's
5.5.
So there's a team lower than both
yes.
those teams.
Yes, the team that you were just crushing the other day, or the last segment.
Oh, the Patriots.
They're over under 4.5.
Wow, okay.
Yeah,
all
so
right.
Do I think the Patriots are going to win more than 4.5 games? No, I don't.
You know, I'm not trying to...
Rankle the Patriots fans?
Yeah, I don't want to rankle any. Well,
oh, you're a Dolphin guy.
Actually, I do want to rankle Patriot fans because they obliterated us for like 2 decades. So I don't mind obliterating the or, you know, sticking it to the Patriot fans a little. But I think the reason that. There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. I think the reason that the Patriots is lower is because how good the division is. Buffalo, Miami,
oh,
Jets.
Oh, I guess. That makes sense.
So that's probably why.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Bo Nix was named the starter by Sean Payton today for the Broncos.
By the way, did you see any highlights at all of the Broncos game the other night with Bo Nix playing? There's something that stood out to me.
The one where he threw the ball like 5 yards over the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, but that wasn't what stood
oh,
out
okay.
to me.
Okay, what was it?
The Broncos were wearing orange pants. And they looked really, really bad, I must tell you.
What'd you say, Adam?
Hexed?
Yeah, hexed? Oh, sorry, text. Sorry about that. All right. We need to get to break. We'll go through the rest of those a little bit later.
Yeah, we're going
to
go through every team in like 1 minute. It's probably not going
to
happen.
No, it's not, but we need to get back on track. Adam's just keeping me on track, which is the good thing to do. So,
attaboy, Adam.
Yes, we'll go to break. We got some traffic. We got some more over-under for the NFL.
Yeah, I want to look forward to that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, we're losing all track of the broadcast, Chris, because we're
On the air.
We're talking to everyone.
I don't know. Everybody's talking to us. Hey, we still got another pair of tickets to give away out here, so you got time to get down here to the corner of 10th and J. We're in the gas lamp. We're right next to Petco Park, where tonight the Padres will play the Mets. And you can get into Petco Park to see the game between the Padres and the Mets. All you have to do is stop by our broadcast location here at Casa Octavio and fill out a little form. It'll take you, like, it's just a slip of paper.
Yeah.
A form is not accurate. Take you about 30 seconds. You get your name in the hopper. And at 5 o'clock, we're going to draw one more winner of a pair of tickets to tonight's Padres-Mets game. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all.
Not too shabby at all. So come on down, hang out with us, grab yourself a little bite to eat. I mean, these nachos are kind of off the chart.
They really are.
I must tell you. We're having a great time out here.
I don't want to show people because we've demolished it to make unappetizing, but it was very good.
It was very good, yeah. We wouldn't be showing it in its best light right now.
No, that's what I'm trying to say.
The nachos. All right, 4:22 is the time. I wanted to just mention this. First of all, tomorrow's Annie and Elston show. Don't forget, the new coach or interim coach of the way, but the very famous American soccer star Landon Donovan will be on with Annie and Elston tomorrow at 10:30. So make a programming note of that.
Yes.
We will have our regular show tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. We'll be back in the studio. But they let us out today. It's always nice when they unhook the chains and let us out.
Guess what? You know, the Padres win. We get to go out more often in the late season time.
It seems like, yeah. I mean, I'm so excited about, you know, the postseason and, you know, the run that they can make. Because, I mean, no, I don't remember a lot of broadcasts from the regular season. But I remember practically every broadcast from, you know, 2022.
Yeah.
You know? And all of the people, we were doing those live up in the Western Metal Supply Company building remember how many? There was like 1,000 people up there. Remember that before the Padres and Dodgers?
Yes, I do.
It was incredible.
I was actually on the board, and then I remember that I was happy because there was a rain delay during that game that night. And it got pushed back 30 minutes, so I was able to get down there. I got to see the whole game. I was actually telling Scrabinators yesterday about that game because I didn't actually have a seat. And so I was just walking around the park with my press pass.
Aimlessly.
And then I'm not one guy. You know, I don't like to cause attention. I don't like to have attention be brought to me. But this one guy recognized me, and he goes, "Hey, Scraby." And I was like, oh, you got a spot for me over there? He's like, yeah, come on over. So I got to go over there and watch the game.
There you go. See? Yeah. It helps to be famous.
Also,
like
also, 12 games in October is still something that you can listen to, and it's on the Odyssey app. If you just type in the number 1-2, games in October, I did a whole breakdown on every game in the 2022 playoffs for the Padres.
It might be fun to listen to that again before this year's run. And that leads me to what I wanted to talk about before we get to your over-unders on the NFL.
Okay.
In the 5 o'clock hour today.
What?
Probably at around 5:15. I want you to be tuned in. I'm going to lay out the 7 reasons why.
7.
I have 7 reasons. I'm calling it the Magnificent 7. Which was, I believe, a movie title.
No, was it the Magnificent Seven or the Eight?
Yes, it was. Oh. No, it was the Magnificent Seven. I'm going to lay out my Magnificent 7 reasons why 2024 might be the year for the Padres. Coming up in about an hour. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that.
You even got Adam to say, ooh.
Mr. Negative, as I'm known.
You are.
Is going to lay out 7 reasons why the Padres may actually get it done.
No, I think you need to. I think you need to say 7 reasons why they will get it done.
Not quite ready to go that far.
Are you saying get it done like World Series win?
Win it all.
Oh.
Win it all.
Oh, this
Scraby.
Is a must listen at 5:15, 5:20. Must listen.
Coming up in a little while.
All right.
All right, in the meantime, let's get back to our...
Anything we do until then is just not going to compare. So
sorry, you're going to have to wait.
All right, let's get back to the over-under win totals for the NFL.
Who's you told us who was the lowest, the Patriots.
And then it's Panthers,
and then
Broncos.
The Panthers, Broncos.
5.5.
They're 5.5. Who's on the... let me see how many of the top 10...
Okay.
I can guess.
Let me turn away the computer.
In terms of over-under win totals, obviously the Chiefs are going to be there.
Okay.
Are you going to tell me where...
There's 2 teams tied for first.
All right. The Chiefs, I said the 49ers and the Ravens. I'm going to say those 3 teams are at the top.
No, there's only 2 teams that are tied for the most wins.
I got you, but I'm saying... All right, Ravens and 49ers. Say they put the Chiefs. All right, who is it?
Chiefs and the 49ers.
Okay.
And over, then, under 11.5.
Okay. But I'm just trying to name the top 10, and I'm not trying to name them in a particular
okay.
order.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I'm taking it too seriously. Go forward.
Ravens are got to be a top
they
10.
They are. They're over under 10.5.
I got to believe that the Lions are over this
Good
year.
Call.
Way up there.
10.5. Same with the Ravens.
10.5 for the Lions, so I got 4. I will say that even though they've slipped up a little bit, the Bills are still, at least according to the odds, a top 10 team.
They're tied for third at over under 10.5.
Really?
Yes.
So they're way up.
So
there
there's
too.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams over under 10.5.
Okay.
And you've named...
I've named 3 of those.
You've named 3, yes.
Okay, I'm going to say that the... You know what? They're not this good, but they always have to put the Cowboys way up there because people think the Cowboys are better than they are. So the Cowboys are a top 10 team going into the season.
They are. Over under 9.5.
9.5, but they made the top 10. How about the Texans?
Oh,
people are loving the Texans this year.
Over under 9.5.
So I'm still missing 2 of the 10.5 teams.
Yes, you have 2 10.5 teams. You're overthinking one of them.
Oh, well, I mean, Sam, I'm just trying to think of all the teams in football.
It gets tough when you have to do it in your head.
When you're
on
doing
the air.
It in your head, yeah, it's not as easy.
Yeah.
How about the Bengals?
The Bengals are one of those 10.5 teams, over under 10.5.
Bengals, and how about the Packers?
The Packers are 9.5.
They're a 9.5, so I'm still missing one of the 10.5, the Eagles.
Eagles was the other 10.5 team.
So did I get all 10, or is there another team in the top 10? I think I'm close.
Well, you got 2 more teams, and they're both in your division.
2 teams in the 9.5, the Jets and Dolphins.
Correct. Jets
right.
and Dolphins are both at over under 9.5.
Okay.
I'm very curious to see how the Jets are this year.
I obviously am rooting for the Jets to be horrible. I root for that pretty much every year. It doesn't mean that they will be, because I rooted for the Patriots to be horrible for 2 decades, and that didn't work. And since then, I've rooted for the Bills to be horrible, and that hasn't worked. So just because I'm rooting against it doesn't mean the Jets have a lot of skill, even without Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, we'll see if Aaron Rodgers still has enough left. I mean, a two-year – look, when you're 25 years old, 24, 6, whatever, then a year off is not as big a deal. But when you're already 30, what, 4, 36?
Yeah.
I think a year off can be a big deal.
Yeah.
And so that's got to be a question mark.
I think he's coming up
Jets.
On 40, isn't he?
Yeah.
Let me look.
I mean, he'll get there eventually.
I'm going to see what Aaron Rodgers' age is. He'll get there eventually. Thanks for that.
Yeah, well,
Mr.
We hope
Time.
He will.
He is 40. He's
40. Already 40.
He'll be 41
you,
in December.
Okay. So I just, that would be my big worry on the Jets. My big worry on the Dolphins is the same worry I have, you know, for the 3 years. They can't. And if you look at the Dolphins' schedule this year, Scraby, it's so typical of the Dolphins. They play lousy teams in September and all really good teams in December. And
they're in the cold, too.
And in the cold. And you know they're going to be like 8-2, and then I'll just brace for the collapse. That's what's happened almost every year, it seems like, with the Dolphins. So,
you know,
hopefully they'll change the narrative this year.
Your coach, Mike McDaniel, mm-hmm. has the complete and total love of his team.
Yeah.
They.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, it's not at all. I think that's a huge thing
for them. I
think
they play for him.
I think they'll rally around each other better.
Yeah, but it didn't help them win any games when it really mattered last year.
I guess that's true.
By the way, we're going to find out about the Jets right away because they play the Sunday night opener against your 49ers.
They do, yeah.
I believe that's the first week game, so that'll be a fun
we're gonna
week
have a
one matchup.
Thursday game, I think it's Ravens-Chiefs.
Yeah.
Friday game for Brazil on Peacock. Eagles-Packers.
Which I will not watch because there is no way the Peacock people will ever get me to sign up for that service again.
Sure you don't still have it? You can just tune right
in. I might. That's a good point, Scraby. I've canceled it a dozen times, but they never accept my cancellation for whatever reason.
Well, I know why, because they just hope you forget, and then it just comes off your debit card for the rest of time.
I know. That's what they did.
That's Lori, what they do.
My lovely found out about it after like 5 months. She's like, we're still paying for Peacock. I'm like... I basically canceled at halftime of that Dolphin-Chiefs game. I didn't even wait for the
second
half.
Maybe that's why they put you on the list of this guy tried to take advantage of the system.
It was so bad, I didn't even want to watch the rest of that game.
You know, I just recently found out that I was signed up for a service that was $5.99 a month, and I've been signed up for like 4 years, and I had no idea.
Yeah,
no idea.
That can happen.
Anyway, well, that's it for the overs and unders around the NFL. When we get back, I'm just taking it, Chris. Do you want to take it, or should I just take it?
Go for it. You got it.
When we get back, we're going to do the Big Five, and a big-time Major League Baseball player has called it quits.
Oh, yes. I saw this.
And this guy I do like, so we'll tell you about that.
A lot of people like this guy.
Also, it's not Joe Mauer, Adam.
If it was Joe Mauer, we'd have to do a breaking news sounder.
I'll never live that down. Also, Mike Schilt said something about the game last night, and I want to get your opinion on it. It's about what happened in the ninth inning for the Padres. So we'll talk about that in the Big Five when we get back here on 97.3 The Fan.
Of hardcore reporting we give you on the Gwynn and Chris show. Adam Klug just informed us that Paul Skeens, pitching tonight for the Pittsburgh Pirates, ran over to cover first base, slipped when he touched the base, and according to Adam Klug, fell on his tuchus.
It was his tuchus.
Paul went down on the tuchus, but he's okay, and he's only allowed like one hit, and he struck out seven, and he's pitching another good game.
I think that takes him out of Rookie of the Year conversation, that he
falling
fell
on your tuchus?
Covering first, yes.
You can't fall on your tuchus and be Rookie of the Year.
At least a vote.
Gwynn and Chris, broadcasting live, Casa Octavio. We are on the corner of 10th and J. We have one more pair of Padres-Mets tickets to give away for tonight's game.
Yes.
So, you know, the hopper is, you know, it's, there's, there's certainly contestants in there.
Yeah.
But it's not an overwhelming number.
No. No, there's maybe 25 in
20,
there.
25. So you sneak by here right now, you could slip in and walk away with the tickets. You never know.
You just have to be here at 5 p.m. So if you're in the area, come right over to 10th and J, sign your name up, and then wait and get some food, get something to drink.
While you're waiting, get a nachos. I'm telling you right now.
It's good.
They're delicious. All right. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, my Magnificent Seven reasons why the pot. Hey, it's Bacon Legs himself.
What?
Steve Scott, ladies and gentlemen. A great sports writer for the Los Angeles Times back in the day.
Oh, wow.
There he is. Good to see you, Steve.
I was
hadn't seen him in years.
Should I know him?
No, you shouldn't know him. I know him. But he had a funny nickname. He called me Bacon Legs. But you've seen my legs, and that just doesn't. Doesn't
no,
seem
you don't
like
have skinny legs.
Fits.
You have massive calves.
Yeah. But anyway, Steve Scott, really good guy. All right. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, my Magnificent Seven reasons why this could be the year for the Padres. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But right now, coming up, a check of traffic, and then Scraby takes us through a big five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
By the way, before we get to it, if you love Mediterranean food, like I do, like Scraby does, when I'm not eating nachos, I'm eating Mediterranean food. Spiro's, authentic Mediterranean. It's in Coronado, La Jolla also. Grab yourself a little Spiro's tonight at Petco Park.
Yes.
Right there.
But first, come over to Casa Octavio.
Yeah, right.
We got a lot of food going on. You got to
eat a lot if you want to listen to this show.
It's true.
It's just part of the deal.
And you know what? This hour is brought to you by Floor & Decor. Unbeatable prices, unmatched
stock selection. Do they serve food there,
selection.
Too?
I don't think so. Okay. Floor & Decor has more styles of laminate, vinyl, tile, wood, and stone. For anyone looking for the right look at the right price, your next beautiful space is at Floor & Decor. Floor & Decor, unbeatable prices, unmatched in stock selection.
Okay.
Let's get right to it, and we'll go to the first.
Should we just get a quick shout out to Marcia? Came by. What a
oh yeah,
what
Marcia.
A Padre fan and fan of the show.
Yes,
she
absolutely.
Is. I mean, everybody's come out of their way to say hi, but yes. Marcia kind of stood
she
out.
Stuck
a
around.
Bit.
She yeah. stuck around.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I do the one minute, and then they leave, and there's nothing we can do about it. But Marcia stuck around. All right. Even though the Padres lost,
what do you think it is about
five?
What do you think it is about the headset and the microphone that doesn't give away the fact that we can't really talk to the people at that moment?
I think people are just excited to be out and about and here meeting us and doing things.
I know, so they come running right over.
Yes, they do. Even though the Padres lost big yesterday, Mike Schilt wanted us to make sure we appreciated the fight late in the game. He said, quote, "I just love competition all the way to the end. I mean, clearly didn't come out on our side. But talk about guys fighting, scratching, and clawing. I didn't love the result for him, but Arise, I loved his last at-bat. Last at-bat of the game, and this guy is competing his tail off." He also talked about Jackson Merrill's two-run homer, which was a part of the three-run eighth inning. "This is what winners do, man. They compete regardless of circumstances, and guys did it today. The effort level and the fight was there," end quote. Chris, do you think this is something worth talking about?
First of all, I think it's way too positive in the wake of an 11-4 loss, and that's why a lot of people don't like it, and why it kind of bothers me a little when he's so upbeat. However, the fact that Mike Schilt has never stopped talking about competing for all 27 outs, that has ended up becoming kind of the definition of his team.
Yeah.
And if you compete for all 27 outs in an 11-4 game, you might also compete for all 27 outs in a 5-4 game, and it may pay off for you. So it's driving me crazy a little bit when Mike Schilt, Mr. Positive, but in this case, he's trying to set the tone for what this team is all about, and I have to say it's been working.
That's what I was going to say. Okay. You stole my thunder.
I did. I'm sorry.
No, but you're right. This is what Mike Schilt has been telling us all season long.
Yeah,
and so this
has.
Is what he's been telling his team all season long. And you know what? I think the biggest part of this whole thing is that the guys have bought into it. Because Luis Arraez is battling into his last at bat. These guys are not giving up. And we've seen that, what, 32 times this year they've come back?
32.
I think this is a huge part of why the Padres are doing what they're doing this year. And Mike Schilt, as wacky as he is at times, he has a method and he sticks to it. And I think there's something to that.
It's starting to work. That's why this guy's always been successful, as they say, second half of every season.
Correct. Former Red Star Joey Votto has called it a career after 17 seasons in Major League Baseball. He posted on Instagram yesterday saying it's time to hang it up. He was with the Blue Jays. I don't think he ever made it to the big league club with the Blue Jays, but he officially said he's going to hang it up. The debate about his Hall of Fame status is not just getting started because everybody's been talking about it for a while. From 2007 to 2017, only Barry Bonds outranked Votto in on-base percentage among qualified hitters. Only three players beat him in batting average and only eight in slugging percentage over those period of 2007 to 2017. So is Joey Votto a Hall of Famer? I'm up first. And I'm going to have to, you know, I'm not very good with the Hall of Fame discussion. I'm not very good at knowing who's a Hall of Famer. But when you are mentioned over a 10-year period with Barry Bonds as the only person that has outranked you, that's pretty good. Same with only
three. Why is Barry Bonds a Hall of Famer?
Good point. In my mind, he is.
I know.
You're right. He's not a Hall of Famer. I don't think he's the first ballot. But in five tries, I think he gets in at least once. What do you think, Chris?
I think Joey Votto is a borderline Hall of Famer. I know he's definitely in the Hall of Very Good. My requirement has always been that you're a dominant player at your position for the 10 years. And he was one of the better players at his position. But I kind of compare Votto to Steve Garvey. And I don't think Votto was better in this era than Garvey was in his era. And we know Garvey, he's never even come close for some reason. Votto does not have an MVP, which Garvey did not have. But I'm going to leave him a little short unless I get talked into it.
All right. I love Joey Votto's personality. The story that Tony tells all the time about him when Tony got on base and Joey Votto's like, hey, can I get your dad's email so I can talk to him about hitting?
No, he's very personable.
Yes,
Joey
Votto. Very personable. I forgot to mention this on the Mike Schilt question, but Mike Schilt is going to join the morning show tomorrow at 9 a.m. So everybody make sure you're there for that.
Are we still in a wait-and-see mode for the Friar Friday interview tomorrow?
So tomorrow's big interview day on the station. We got Mike Schilt at 9 a.m. with Ben and Woods. We got Landon Donovan at 10:30 with Annie and Elston. And with us at 2:20, it's scheduled with Jason Adam, the pitcher who has not given up anything since he's come to the team. So
he was really dominant the other night.
He was.
Those poor Twins looked like they were minor leaguers.
But it was scheduled.
Number 3.
Thank you. The New York Yankees defended Aaron Judge amidst claims made by a Little League World Series coach that the slugger ignored his players during the 2024 Little League World Series Classic on Sunday. Tuesday, the Yankees called Judge one of the greatest ambassadors of our sport and said the Little League coach, quote, could learn a lot from him. They go on to say he's a role model, blah, 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 blah. But according to Staten Island Advance, because they just go on and put a statement out about how great Aaron Judge is. And he is a great guy, but I don't need to read it. According to Staten Island Advance, South Shore Little League manager Bob Laterza said that Judge failed to acknowledge his team ahead of the Yankee and during the Yankees game against the Tigers in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, Sunday. He said, quote, how about turning around or waving to New York and to the kids that think you're a hero? They're the ones who pay your salary, end quote. What is the end game for this coach, Chris?
I don't care.
Does he have a case?
Yeah, I don't care what happened.
What do you want to say?
What I want to say here is that if you're Aaron Judge, and by and large, I've never heard anything but good things about Aaron Judge.
Me too.
And his ability to, you know, be with the fans and give back to the game. But if you're Aaron Judge and you don't accept every request for your attention in the history of man, then that one person's going to try to come out and make you look bad. I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to buy it.
Oh wow.
Adam
geez.
Said that's enough. Oh, Adam didn't want to hear anymore. Evidently, I said the final word on that.
I don't even get a word on it.
Number two.
Oh, my gosh. We're moving on.
We're moving on, pal.
By the way, I want to shout out Jake right now, who's on the who's on a plane watching us right now.
Hey,
so thank you, Jake.
All right. Hurry up, Scraby. We're coming up to the end of the hour.
I mean, we got three or four minutes. The Dodgers facing a roster crunch. They DFA'd Jason Hayward for assignment today.
Saw that.
He actually, I believe, hit a pretty big home run the other day.
Two days ago, he hit a three-run homer to win the game.
Now, rival teams now have 7 days to claim Hayward off of waivers. Otherwise, he's going to be released and become a free agent, and he would only be owed the prorated portion of his $9 million salary. Now, I know that I got crushed for Brandon Crawford, but Chris, what do you think about bringing in Jason Hayward if Tatis is out for longer? I agree.
Yeah, no more. No former Dodgers. No more.
Hayward slashed 208, 289, 393, and 197 plate appearances this year.
Yeah. You know, he got DFA'd for a reason. He's no longer.
It's always really tough when you DFA someone after they win a game for you.
That would be tough, I must say. I mean, that was a pretty big home run he hit the other night. I mean, there was 3-3, bottom of the eighth. Bang, three-run homer, they win. So, yeah. No, I don't want him. I don't want anything to change the chemistry of the Padres right now, frankly.
All right. Number one. Oh, there we go. I'm just making this up on the fly, but I went to ESPN.com on the homepage, and it has a picture of Francisco Lindor, who's going to be in town here tonight through Sunday. It says, MVP, MVP, how Francisco Lindor is leading the Mets turnaround. Now, do you remember how bad Francisco Lindor was at the beginning of the year, and everybody wanted him to be DFA'd by the Mets and all that stuff?
No, you wanted him to, and we told you that it was ridiculous.
No, I don't have any cares in the world about Francisco Lindor's status on a roster. But do you think he has any MVP consideration right now?
Yes.
I do too, but I don't think it's enough.
No, Otani's going to win. He's going to go 40-40 by the end of the month. I mean, Otani does that. I mean, it kind of ends the race, but Lindor is going to be a top five, maybe higher. He's had an incredible year, and he's hit, you know, all of the big blows that Profar and Merrill and all those guys have struck for the Padres. Lindor's been the guy doing it for the Mets.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, if you're in a tight game, you know, this weekend, he's going to be pretty much the last guy I want to see come up there.
He's got 25 homers, 73 RBIs. He's hitting .266.
Yeah, but that's up from like .066.
Yeah, in his last 30 games, he's hitting .305. He's got an OPS near 9. He's got 8 home runs, 21 RBIs.
Lindor's good. He's had a great year. He's one of the better shortstops in baseball.
Yes, correct.
And he has been for a while.
Yes, but that's it for the Big Five.
All right, 5 o'clock hour. We'll hear from Mike Shildt ahead of tonight's game against the Mets and my 7 magnificent reasons why the Padres could be the year, baby. Could be. We'll have it for you when we return on Gwynn and Chris.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.